This is the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about King Kong Escapes.
1967.
Mm-hmm. A Rankin Bass movie.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. I guess it was a joint production.
Yeah. And then the first thing I thought was, are we going to hear, like, the voice of Rudolph or anything like that? But we did get Paul Frees.
A lot of Paul Frees.
Yeah.
It was great, but because there's parts where I go, is that Paul Frees too? And I actually looked it up, and there's a part that in an interview with I think it was the actor that played Nelson, mm-hmm. he said that Paul Frees did almost all the male voices for the dub, and that Paul apparently asked Reason why he was there. As a joke, saying, why are you here? I could probably do a better version of you than you could. And also, speaking of the dubs, there's another thing that when I saw that was that one of the actress that played Watson was really not into her dub voice and was kind of bummed that they didn't let her do her own dubbing the way they let the guy do his.
Hmm.
All right, King Kong Escapes. There's growling in the opening credits.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of been doing that on our shows, on our edits, like for the when I drop in the music at the beginning.
Yeah,
like
I know.
I'll drop in the monster roar, and it reminded me of that. I might have to do little work on this episode because it's already done for me.
Yeah, there's the first shot from inside the sub. Kind of looked like the submarine voyage from Disneyland, where it's like the little window and you get to see what's going on through the window.
Yeah.
It's also, it's like you get so used to final credits to see so many credits at the beginning, including the MPAA symbol before a movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I was like, oh yeah, I forget. And I was like, the fact that he actually went that far. Yeah, so Watson threatens the men with castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, remember castor oil? Like, that was a big thing in, like, the stuff, like, the shows. Where, like, it was often, like, in the Little Rascals.
Yeah.
They would talk about castor oil. Do people still?
I remember having it when I was a kid.
You actually took it?
I think so. I don't know what it's used for, but I remember it. Is it like a thick, clear liquid?
I don't know. I thought it's supposed to help you poop.
That sounds like me.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
You need help?
I think so.
We getting too deep?
Well, I mean, I'm fine now.
That's good.
I don't have to drink this stuff.
All right.
But I'm assuming that's what I drank, because it was a thick, clear liquid. Kind of looked like Karo syrup, maybe not as thick.
Yeah. But, that's what it looked like on the Little Rascals.
I can still taste it. Like, I still know what it tastes like.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
What does it taste like? Is there anything else you can compare it to?
It's bad, and it kind of leaves... It's hard to describe flavor unless it tastes like something else. It tastes like its own thing, but the only thing I can equate it to is like sticking your tongue on a battery. Where you get that kind of, you know, like you can't describe what that tastes like, but it's kind of a similar thing where it's just like a...
Where you kind of like it?
No. I used to do it all. You would do it once and then you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. But no, it's hard to describe.
Castor oil is a vegetable oil obtained by pressing the seeds of the castor oil plant. Ricinus communis, the common name of castor oil, from which the plant gets its name, probably comes from its use as a replacement for castoreum, a perfume base made from dried perineal glands of the beaver. What?
What? That's... gross.
What? No, but castor oil is instead of using beaver oil?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. uses.
I mean, where do you get it? Like a drugstore?
Yeah, one of those like old drugstores that you like sometimes walk by that has stuff like lavender gum, and
Oh,
they
yeah.
still and they make and they can make you those kind of drugs that they like they crush into powders and mix stuff like they where they mix they still do like old school way.
They have a spinner with like whoopee cushions and springy eyes. I can taste it still. It's if you ever have a chance, give it a shot. It's gross.
What am I gonna do? I'm gonna buy a whole thing of casserole just to taste one.
I
so
don't
I can
know
say
if
I did
some
it.
Just ask people if they have any.
What I'm gonna do? I start visiting people when I'm going through their medicine cabinets. If they got any, I'm just gonna take a little. I'm just gonna put a little on my finger and give it a taste.
Yeah, that'll
hopefully it won't give me the craps.
Just a little craps.
I like that the guys are looking at pictures of gorillas just for their amusement.
Yeah,
according to them.
Mm-hmm. And she says, that. She says, like, what's so fun about looking at gorillas? And then he says, well, this one's 60 feet tall. It's like, oh, well, tell me you're looking at pictures of 60 tall gorillas and then be excited. But I thought they were just looking at regular gorillas.
So there's a lot of back and forth in the notion of islanders, ay-ay-ay.
Yep, that's my second note is, uh-oh, islanders mentioned.
It's like she says islanders, and I was like, oh, no! And
we luck out, though.
Yeah, we do, but you go back and forth. At first, you're like, the guy, when they this is jumping ahead, but when they land on Mono Island, they're like, all right, we're going to go. They're going to go, we'll be landing on Mono Island, immediately cut to drum music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, no. And then they get on the sub. They get on the hovercraft that comes off the sub, which, by the way, is awesome looking.
That's my favorite thing. I said that hovercraft is amazing.
I was like, did someone make a model of that? Is there something out there of that thing? Because that thing is rad.
Yeah.
And they get out. It's funny. There are no villagers this time. Oh, phew. And then all of a sudden you hear a guy yelling in the background. And I'm like, oh, no, again.
And then you see him and you're like, he's kind of looks like he's painted red. But then later when he's standing next to Doctor Who and the other guy, they're the same pigment.
Yeah.
So one islander in the movie and we're okay with him, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but apparently the language he speaks, the word bong is for king, so they call him Bong Kong. I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyways, all right, the dude in the cape.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
So, I mean, there was a great where to begin. Oh, first of all, Paul Frees does his voice. Uh-huh. Awesome. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Always great. As soon as you hear Paul Frees, I'm so happy. Then I was like, is his hair striped?
I think so.
It was gray with these stripes.
Yeah.
But he had this cape. So it's like I refer to him as evil genius and part-time vampire magician.
Yeah, he looked like Doctor Strange or something.
He would do things with his mouth. Okay, he had really bad teeth.
Yes.
And he would do things with his mouth, and I was like, he's got fake teeth on, because it seemed like the way he was having to move his lips and stuff, that he was wearing fake teeth, and I was going back and forth trying to figure out, is it the good teeth that are fake, or is it the bad teeth on the bottom that are fake?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the good teeth that are fake. I think he was wearing dentures. I actually then, because I actually Googled Doctor Who's teeth in this movie, and it gets meant. There's a lot of forums and stuff online where they talk about it. The first one that they came across, someone had described him as his teeth being all of which appear to be at war with one another.
There were. It looks like if you got like pretzel sticks and kind of just shoved them in Play-Doh.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like he's so obviously the villain.
Yeah.
As soon as you see him like, oh, this must be the bad guy. Okay. So I would refer to the robot as Mecha Kong because of Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
But I guess he's Mechanicong.
That's kind of a cool name, though.
Yeah. I get, because like when I Google, I guess people refer to it as Mechanicon. Oh, when I was looking it up on like the Wikizilla thing, where I'll talk about these are the monsters that are in it, which is, you know, just kind of like, because I want to like, when I go, okay, so what's the name of this sea serpent? And I want to see if he had a name.
He doesn't.
Mechanicon has got his arms hunched forward, like he's like one of those dudes that works out too much. His lats are so big, he can't put his arms down. But I like that robot a lot.
Yeah, I like that he has the appearance of having like small gorilla legs.
Yeah.
And he kind of reminded me of Ram Man from He-Man. Look up Ram Man.
Oh, wait. I think I know who that is.
Yeah. He's got like the same shaped.
Super short and squat. Oh, yeah, right. I was imagining a guy who actually looked like part Ram.
Oh.
Not just like a guy. Like, yeah. That's kind of like, it's kind of like a Juggernaut.
Yeah, yeah. The thing I liked was his belt, like made of torpedoes.
Yeah.
And he like pulled them off and was throwing them down the hole in the ground.
Yeah. And then Doctor Who's like, that robot is extraordinary. The Rian Kong couldn't do what he can. And I was like, what, drop bombs into a hole?
And then I liked that he, like, when I was watching him doing that, I'm like, I kind of want a Mecha Kong outfit.
Oh, like, I've been trying to figure out how to piece together a Mecha Kong outfit before. There's a guy online who made one. It's clearly like Peter Mache and cardboard kind of version. Like, it looks like he has no mobility in it. Mm-hmm. But he went, and I think he visited Toho, and they like took pictures with him and stuff like that. Wait, is this Toho? Is Mechanicon Toho?
I believe so, because Gorosaur's in it. He shows up, and he's Toho. Because the version I have just has the Universal logo at the front.
Yeah, that's the one I saw too.
And I think Toho's mentioned in the credits. Gorosaurus, there's a Gorosaurus fight, which I really enjoyed. They got some good grappling in, and I guess
they did.
And Gorosaurus gets jacked up. He just gets pummeled.
Oh, it's well, Gorosaurus gets some. I had this idea of the fights. Like, I'm always like watching the fights very closely because I always like kind of like play by playing the fights, and I was this idea that at some point it might be kind of a fun exercise to actually like try and call a Godzilla fight,
like sportscasters.
Yeah, like one, like, yeah, it's like, says, oh, and like, just cause, like, because, like, this was a great one. There's like Gorosaur, Kong lunges at him. Gorosaur does this jump double kick, and Kong goes rolling backwards and pops right up on his feet. And Gorosaur does that same move like three times in a row. That's like his move, that's his signature. And Kong takes a swing, he gets bit. Kong gets mad. He does a headlock move on him. There's a part where Kong gets between his legs.
Yeah.
Like, his legs are up. It's, yeah. And he just starts beating on his chest. Kong beats him on his chest. Beats Gorosaur a lot. Just pounds him.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be mush by the time they pulled out.
And it's also, they did the thing where, like, you think the fight's over. And Kong celebrates. And then he gets bitten on the foot, and then there's more kicking and pounding, and then he grabs him and he breaks his jaw open and releases the bubble bath inside his mouth.
Yeah, he starts foaming at the mouth, but it looks like bubbles.
I had a weird thing with Kong's lip movements in this movie.
Yeah, he's very upper lip heavy.
Yeah, he rubs it a lot. So both Kong and Mechanicon, they understand English enough that they can just, you can just basically, like, no one has to, no one's, like, working the controls so much of Mechanicon as much as you just gotta say into, like, the special microphone being like, hey, go dig up the element X, and he goes, Joe's, and starts doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Kong gets that way too, which it didn't even occur to me until Susan screams that, oh, it's a blonde lady.
Like, what? Like, what didn't occur to you? That she was blonde?
Yeah, that Kong would be into her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, okay, they cut to Kong in the cave before, when Kong first shows up. It looks like, is he sleeping with his eyes open?
he's sleeping at first, but then they open.
He just like sits there. It looks like he's like sitting there like dead stare, and then all of a sudden he goes, oh, then he jars him loose. When he comes out, there's a first wide shot of Kong. From a distance, the shape of that Kong's head is very reminiscent of 1930s Kong. But as soon as you get into close-ups, it's a little bit more of a mess. But this Kong, I think, looked better than King Kong versus Godzilla Kong.
Yeah, definitely. His fur was more like kind of like shiny and fluffier. And yeah, his face was a little bit better.
Cleaner, basically.
Yeah. And he looked more sturdy. He didn't look kind of like... Like, he also walked, like, on his knuckles sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it... Yeah, it was definitely better than the King Kong versus Godzilla version.
Oh, I forgot that when the guys went off, they had told Watson to, you wait here. She couldn't go with them. But, so when they go and escape after the Gorosaur fight, a giant sea serpent comes over and starts attacking the hovercraft.
That might be my favorite part.
And Kong throws a rock at it because his girlfriend's on that.
Mm-hmm. Nails that serpent right in the head.
Really, he's really good at it. Yeah, and then good. Kong gets in the water and he proceeds to fight the sea serpent by wrapping him around him.
Yeah.
Wrapping it around his neck. Yeah. And then there's moments in this fight where you can see where the mask connects to the body, where the mask basically rests on top of the body.
Oh, yeah, it's along like, the back of the shoulder and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, you could see the part of the mask pop out.
Yeah.
And then the people from the stub start shooting at Kong fighting the sea serpent. And the guy gets up, and he's standing between the people who are shooting at Kong and Kong and telling him to stop. But they're currently shooting. I wrote, again with the lip. She reasons with Kong. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, she can just go out and just kind of chat to talk to Kong, and Kong will calm down.
It just talks to him like someone who's trying to talk to someone that doesn't know their language.
Yeah, right.
Kong, right. Stop shaking the ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the guy's got this giant periscope, and he looks through it, and then he sees Kong is holding her as a doll, and he pounds it with his fist. He's like, damn it.
Yeah. But he doesn't even say anything. He just hits it.
I knew this would happen. Damn it.
Yeah.
Can't bring a woman to Kong Island.
Yeah.
She dives into the water and he swipes her up real fast.
Yeah.
Which made me realize, I goes, oh yeah. Because I was like, oh yeah, that's like... There's parts of this movie that reminded me of Skull Island.
Yeah, me too. There's a couple almost of like, things.
Oh, this is like Skull Island. It's like, yeah. Skull Island, he stole this from this movie.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. There's the...
he sweeps her up out of the water, and I was like, oh, I guess that was our only moment on Skull Island where Kong was holding on.
Yeah, but then there was, like, the Northern Lights.
Yes.
There's one shot of the Northern Lights, and then there's a helicopter attack where Kong throws a tree at a helicopter.
Right.
Like, those
exactly.
are...
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Those are, like, exactly, like...
I was like, oh, this is Skull Island. The there's also parts when he walks her back to the submarine after he grabs her out of the water. You can see the flap of the back zipper in the costume.
Yeah,
and then Kong is sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they're back home, or they're back to the mainland of somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big little press conference basically.
Yeah.
All the reporters are dressed in blue suits except for one guy dressed like Pee Wee Herman.
I didn't notice him.
I just snorted. Everyone's in like a blue suit, super dark suit, and he's got a gray suit and a red bow tie. Oh man! And then here comes the cringiest line.
Oh, with the.
How is it that she was able to control Kong? And he says, "It's very easy for us to understand. You see, as ridiculous as it may sound." Kong is a male, and Miss Watson is, well, see for yourself, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Everyone laughs.
Like, he's trying to not say it outright, and then he says it, like, the worst possible way.
Yeah, I know. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
Spy hat and lipstick.
Yeah. The spy hat's cool. The lipstick's kind of goofy because it like kind of like pops out like a little spring.
Yeah,
it looks real dorky.
But you need it to work the spy hat.
Yeah. Speaking of spy, the actress Mia Hama, she's in. This was 1967.
Yes.
Yeah. So the same year she was in the James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice.
Right.
But they decide to go back because they're going to not to go capture Kong or kill Kong, but to study him. Usually all these movies, they just go to capture Kong.
Yeah. And well, she, oh, and also that woman's character in this movie is something like Piranha.
Her name is Piranha?
Piranha something. There's this part where Doctor Who is talking about. He says something about like, "Oh, this is one deadly detail," and which Piranha then responds to him and says, "I want you to succeed. I should hate to hear that you have died." And it was kind of like one of those things where it's like, "Why would you say that?" Yeah, Madam Piranha, and then in parentheses, Madam X, is what she's called.
I think Madam Piranha sounds cool.
Kong, here I am.
Is that her trying to get it when she came?
She's trying to lure Kong. I call them hot dog helicopters.
Yeah, I could see that. They look like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
They do, and then they're gonna catch Kong because they need Kong to dig up the element X because Kong can handle the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
and he could do it better than Mechanikong. For some reason.
Yeah, even regardless of the fact that earlier he had said that his robot can do more than what Kong could do, it turns out he changed that story right away.
Yeah, but they're able to control Kong. They stick some things in his ears.
Right, they hit him with the flower bombs.
Yeah.
And there's this thing, and then, oh, I also like when they picked him up with those, like, you know, like claw machine claws.
Mm-hmm.
And carried him up. And then when our heroes arrive, and they find like the native guy was shot, and they're walking around and they find this powder that has ether in it. That's how Kong was knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
With ether powder of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sitting there sniffing this ether powder to identify it. And everyone's taking sniffs of it. Has no effect on them.
That's the whole thing with ether, right? If you get it in your nose, you like pass out.
Yeah. And this was enough to knock Kong out.
Yeah.
And so every time King Kong escaped was like this little like golf clap moment for me.
Yeah. Because I was like, why is this called King Kong Escapes? Because it didn't make any sense. But then throughout the movie, he escapes from several things.
Yeah. Maybe it's plural escapes.
Yeah.
These are all the different King Kong's escapes. It looks like King Kong escaped after putting up a terrific battle.
Yeah.
Wish I would have seen it. It must be my old friend, that international Judas, Doctor Who.
International Judas.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that line. I looked this up, and I looked up the origins of the TV show Doctor Who. And I guess that came out like 3 or 4 years before this.
Okay.
So... They, I don't know if they didn't know about the show or what. Yeah, this
or I wonder
after.
I would wonder if he was what, like, yeah, like what's his name in Japanese, or is it H-U who, or
yeah,
I don't know. So they made that giant cage to keep Kong in really quickly.
Yeah, I liked how there was some stuff in there, and throughout the movie where they did like these composite shots. Where like people were like superimposed over the miniatures,
yeah,
that looked pretty cool. There was a shot that they took in real low of King Kong in the cage, and
yeah.
They like comped in some dudes, and it looked pretty good. I liked it.
Is that the dudes with the helmets?
Yeah,
yeah. I liked when they're putting the stuff in King Kong's ears, and they have the doll guys. They slide the doll guys in.
Uh huh.
I love that.
Yeah, there's a lot of doll guys in this one.
He gets hypnotized by that light, basically. Which is interesting because then later that they put that light on the top of Mechanicon.
Do you remember? I had one when I was a kid. I don't know if you remember these, but they were like it was a toy. It was a fireman's helmet, but on the top it had a like
I never had one, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, a light, yeah. And then it made the sounds. That's what Mechanic Kong reminded me of when he had that light
when
on
he,
his
when
head.
He when he worked in the light on. Yeah. And it was cool when Kong knocked it off.
Uh-huh. But the sound of King Kong's like hypnotizing ear things was just too much to deal with.
It's
like a high pitch squeal for like
yeah.
a good 3 or 4 minutes.
It's so easy to get Kong to do what they need him to do. They yeah. just gotta be like, hey, go get the element Dex, and he knows what that is automatically. Yeah. Like you never think of Kong as a big digger.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much like they like look at these tunnels. He made these tunnels. That there's so much apparently that's a thing he does.
Uh-huh. I don't think I've seen that in any other Kong movie.
Digging. Like, I know me.
Yeah. He kind of lives in caves. But that's it.
This is a part where he says they constructed a robot just like ours, huh? And I was like, what? You guys didn't make a robot. Where's your robot?
Do they mean to construct a robot like King Kong?
Oh, King Kong is theirs?
I guess. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
He escapes again. Oh, yeah. When Susan screams and Kong just destroys the place.
Yeah, he grabs the bars and he's like shaking them and they're pulling him out of the wall. And
it's awesome. Like, by the way, there's also this pitiful fist fight between the two guys, Doctor Who and Carl. I was like, that's a terrible fist fight. Clear misses too. Clear like, you know, also troubled by the seduction scene.
Yeah.
Carl tries to cheer up Susan. It can only get better because it can't get any worse. Oh, okay, so Kong destroys the thing, and like the whole thing comes collapsing down. Like you see the top of the dirt from, you know, all the earth above just comes collapsing into it, and Kong comes out of all this dust, and you can see that his head mask was starting to come off, and they make a cut real fast. Because, like, his head was on, like, sideways, like, got a little messed up trying to come out of the dirt. And they had to fix it, come back to it.
Yeah.
Also, there's a part when, who's big pouring the drinks? Where it says, don't worry, there's no poison in this. Oh, it's
Piranha. It's Piranha. She has all of them in her room.
Hey, don't worry, there's no poison in this.
Yeah. It's exactly what somebody would say if there was poison in it. She could probably just drink it herself so they can see that there's no poison in it. I would not believe her. Why would I take a drink of that? If anybody told me that,
yeah, right.
I'm thinking there's poison.
Yeah. Oh, and don't here, have a drink. Oh, don't worry. I didn't. There's no roofies in it.
There's this one shot I really like of they built like this miniature like. They need King Kong to go take out this ship, but they created like this dock.
Yeah.
Like a miniature of like a dock, and King Kong's running up the dock. And I thought that looked super awesome. I really like some of the miniature work in this.
When King Kong comes to Tokyo and all the remote control cars.
Yeah.
They looked amazing. The little remote control tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like the guy who pops back into it.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the miniature work in this and like the little like hovercraft, all the different like all those details were so great in this movie.
Yeah, and I was wondering like if you're in the King Kong suit and you jump off because he jumps off the dock into the water.
Yeah,
like how do you land on your feet? Like I feel like I would tip over and then drown. But they figured it out because it's got to be full of foam and stuff, right? Wouldn't you just, like, pop up and not... I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just the commitment that these guys have.
Yeah. This has a fight scene that I haven't seen before. I don't think I've seen before. Which is two monsters fighting on a tower.
Yeah. Yeah. I had written that, you know, it's like, oh, cool. We get two Kongs climbing something.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they like start, because like I was like, oh no, Tokyo Tower is doomed.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Tokyo Tower shows up in these movies, you know they're gonna break it.
Yeah,
Mechanic Kong's mouth is like a speaker. Kong grabs his foot and he drops Watson. Kong catches her. He sets her down. There's this shot where she looks up with the two of them, and there's kind of like just some like a couple puppets that they're just kind of like hitting each other with it. It's such a quick shot. I kept backing it up because I was trying to figure out, like, is that puppets? Is it? But I think it's like because it's for that angle to be underneath. They had to use a miniature with dolls, basically. But
I like that when Kong started shaking the tower while they're both on it.
Yeah. And when Mechanic Kong, he rips off a piece of the tower and he beats Kong with it.
Yeah, like hitting him over like the back of the head.
Yeah.
It's a really cool fight. Usually you just have monsters just standing on the ground fighting and throwing each other into buildings, or a flying monster flying around the set. But yeah, I haven't seen this before. I haven't seen two monsters mid-fight or mid-on a building.
Now, we've seen Mechanic Kong dig through stone.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen him do, you know, some tough things. He's been fighting Kong for a bit already.
Yeah.
But the moment the top of the tower breaks off and he starts falling off the tower, he's in pieces.
By the time it hits the ground, he's already in pieces.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was trying to think about it, and I'm like, at this point, Piranha has disabled the communications.
Oh, is that in that helps keep them together?
I don't know. I was trying to come up with anything that would explain why he would break up in midair.
Speaking of which, so Doctor Who and Piranha, there's a great fight. He karate chops the gun out of her arm.
Uh-huh.
And then when she pulls the cords out and she gets shot twice, each shot, it's it's a pretty funny death.
Yeah.
The other thing, because you had mentioned Kong running down the docks, the other thing that's cool is that he's being tailed by that car really close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when Kong goes after the ship, he pulls off the propeller and starts beating the ship with the propeller.
That's like,
Island,
yeah.
Using propellers.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, apes, good at using tools.
I mean, these can't be accidents. Like, I'm assuming the writers or Jordan Vogt Roberts or somebody went back, watched all the movies, and were like, let's do our version of this and this.
Yeah, I think so. It should be. I mean,
yeah, it's fine. I'm okay with it. It was just surprising to see.
I like when she came up to Kong and she holds her hands out like a baby, and she wants him to pick her up. And is she insane? She's all right. Kong is always gentle with her. Oh! We got a monster going through the building.
Yeah.
Mechanic Kong just walks right through it.
We need more of that.
And by the way, I like how she's trying to explain to Kong that it's a machine when she's trying to protect Kong from him. Mm-hmm. She's like, you don't, he's a machine.
I'm sorry. I heard there's like a bird in the background.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it sounds over the microphone, it sounds like bed springs.
I can close that window.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just noticed it. It was like, got quiet. I heard. Like, what's going on?
So then in the end, right, she's calling the Kong from the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I like it. She goes, Kong! Kong! King Kong!
Yeah. This happened before. It happened in King Kong versus Godzilla, where they talked about...
Kong is this. You mean King Kong?
Yeah. Just to make sure you know we're talking about the same Kong.
Kong! Kong! It's not for me. King Kong. Oh, she is means me. She is means me. Don't call him. Yeah, let him go. But he's going home. I think he's had enough of what we call civilization. I love this one.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was it had that kind of like good, really good fun factor. It's nice that there was only one Islander.
Yes.
And we didn't have to worry about
And he, but they weren't trying to make him African.
Yes.
He was like
A guy.
He said something. They called it with something.
Yeah.
It was like something like Indonesian. It was like a dialect of like some.
Yeah.
Pacific Island. Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good one. It's a lot of sci-fi stuff that I liked. Man.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah. They're really over the top villain. Really, I mean, yeah, this was a lot of fun.
I don't have any more notes on this one.
I had one note that I glossed over, but it made me laugh at the time, because when they were talking about how good Mechanicon can do to dig out the element decks at the beginning, he says, down there is a deposit of tons. And he says tons, but it really sounds like tums.
Like antacids?
And then he says he'll bring out 10,000 tons of X, this robot. And I was like, yeah, then we can rave.
All right. Well, next episode, we're getting back to Godzilla. We're in this. We're gonna do a '70s one. This is Godzilla versus Hedra, and look forward to that one. It is it's an interesting one, to say the least.
Okay.
Until then, you can go to kaijupod.com, and that has all of our episodes. It has the big list of kaiju movies that we, are possible future episodes. It gives you links to our Twitter and Instagram as well, and then a bunch of other stuff. And, that's it. Until next time, I'm going to go digging for Element X.
I'm going to take the hovercraft.
Oh, man.
Back to Mono Island to find out what happened to the missing natives. Why is there only one left?
I don't know.
Like he was warning, like, Kong's mad, come away.